Welcome to this podcast about Cordova Rose and Odiak Slough in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cordova Rose is a landlocked barge converted to a guest lodge on the southern shore of Odiak Slough, a tidal embayment on Orca Inlet in Prince William Sound, adjacent to Eyak Lake and about 46 miles south-southeast of Valdez and 0.5 miles south of Cordova, Alaska. The mudflats surrounding the lodge were filled, and a lighthouse named Odiak Pharos was added in the 1970s. Odiak is a local name first published in 1897 by Lieutenant Commander Jefferson Moser on the Albatross while collecting hydrographic data and making harbor sketches along Alaska's coast. Odiak Slough is formed by a natural constriction of the surrounding bedrock, part of the Orca group, a rock formation consisting mostly of sandstone, siltstone, and mudstone that developed from turbidites in a deep water trench and were subsequently metamorphosed to graywacke. The lowland between Odiak Slough to the west and Eyak Lake to the east in the bedrock constriction is composed principally of sand and clay and discontinuous lenses of glacial till only a few feet above sea level. This lowland was historically a high water overflow of Eyak Lake before being filled in the early 20th century during railroad construction. The area surrounding Eyak Lake was historically the traditional territory of the Eyak people, and the lowland between Odiak Slough and Eyak Lake was the site of a village. In 1887, the Pacific Packing Company, owned by Lewis Sloss and Company of San Francisco, built a cannery in Odiak Slough, and a small tramway carried fish from Eyak Lake to the cannery. Eyak people relocated to the cannery for employment, and a settlement of 200 people developed into a town called Eyak or Old Town. In 1888, a second cannery was built at Odiak by the Pacific Steam Whaling Company, but was destroyed by fire the same year. In 1893, the remaining cannery at Odiak Slough joined the Alaska Packers Association, which operated the cannery through the 1905 season. In 1906, the property and all the buildings were sold to Michael Heaney, who had overseen the construction of the White Pass and Yukon Railway, and planned to build a railroad from Prince William Sound up the Copper River to the Kennecott Copper Mines. A town site was laid out at the head of Odiak Slough, and Heaney named the reborn town Cordova after the historical name for Orca Inlet. Businesses sprang up around Heaney's railroad operations, and soon another town site was established on the north shore of the slough with more room for railroad facilities. The dock facilities at the new Cordova town site became the southern terminus of the Copper River and Northwestern Railway, which operated from 1911 to 1938. Cordova Rose was originally built in 1924 as a rigged scow in Kodiak and named Berry No. 1. The scow worked in the Gulf of Alaska as a pile driver for fish traps and salmon canneries. In 1964, it was towed to its present location and used as a machine shop and houseboat. In the 1970s, it was owned by Bob and Rose Arvidson, who landlocked the barge by adding fill to create the property. Bob was a commercial fisherman and built the lighthouse to help him navigate through Odiak Slough. He later convinced the U.S. Coast Guard to recognize the structure as an official aid to navigation and the northernmost lighthouse in the United States. Eldon and Jan Glein purchased the property in 1992 and subsequently renovated the buildings and created the present Cordova Rose Lodge, which since 1998 has been owned and operated by Gary McDowell. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.